antipathy. Had a thing with from Jacob to Tiffany. Could've kept it real with this real nigga, or kept your mouth closed, maybe we could deal with ya. She gets two freaks, the wife and the boss. Had all three of them liking it raw. Pimp put on weight from fighting them all. In the mall, you see it and like it, it's yours. That's a nice fit, you ain't gotta price shit. I pays for it like the mics and the sauce. We pack big bags out of Saks Fifth Ave. Mr. put them in the back with a fifth back. I need space for all of my women's. In these days, the arguing was limited. I replace the broad if she tripping. It's the game and all in the pimping. You got one, that's cool. Nowadays, everybody got two. That'll do, but I need another one. Yeah, and another one.
One won't do two, and it's not enough for me, no.
Line them up.
One won't do it, two is not enough for me, no. One won't do two, it's not enough for me, no. One won't do it, two is not enough for me, no.
Yeah, let's see, I got one, got two, got. Tell me, do you got what I need? A fourth party that could run our team, you know. Keep them in line, cause one might need it. DZ the guy that your hun might creep with. She might do some freak nick shit on ya. I keep to the beats and boning them. Yeah, whole body blingin' like 3PO, nigga. And when I pull that fucker out, it attracts the gold diggers with them big old jelly smuggled out. Make deal when I tuck it in. But the truck got the fifth element like Tucker's in it. All you hear is them custom 10 inches beating like 15s. Why can I fit in them jeans? You seem like a true team player for real, love. With your boy J to the dealer, yeah. You got one, that's cool. Nowadays, everybody got two. That'll do, but I need another one. Yep, I need another one.
One won't do two, it's not enough for me, no.
Line them up for you, nigga.
One, two is not enough for me, no. One won't do two, it's not enough for me, no.
Everybody, this is your boy King Reckless in the building, and I am your host of the Reckless Effect podcast. How's everybody doing? How y'all feeling? How you living? I'm great. This past weekend was so much fun. Just hanging out in the house, watching some wrestling. Y'all know how I am. And just had some quality time, you know, just trying to feel positive energy again, like soaking in as much as I can and giving out as much as I got, you know. So it was a good weekend. And of course I ended up watching the Grammys. Very interesting, to say the least. But before I get into that, I want to give a huge congratulations, shout out to LeBron James for passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the all-time scores list. That is incredible. And he did it in a shorter amount of time, games-wise, I guess. But it's still pretty amazing to watch history being made. You know, watch somebody from the beginning of the career and get to this point. You know, I watched LeBron since he got drafted. I watched like Dirk Nowitzki, who's one of my favorite players, Steve Nash, Jason Kidd. I grew up watching these, you know, superstars, Michael Jordan, all of them. And to see LeBron, who had such high promise, you know, fulfill his destiny of becoming one of the greatest players to ever pick up a ball. That is incredible. We can still have very healthy debates about, is he the greatest player of all time? Is he better than Jordan? Is he better than Kobe? Like, we can have those debates, and we're going to have them for the rest of our lives. In my opinion, still going with Jordan. My opinion, but that's me. Yeah, so anyway, let's give that man his flowers. He absolutely deserves it. And incredible. Absolutely incredible. Those ticket sales, though, almost $70,000 for a premier ticket to be in that room to watch him. I wonder who paid that. I really do. Because that's incredible. Not even gonna front. That's incredible. I hope somebody got a... Yeah. Anyway. let's get into the shits. All right. So, I want to talk just briefly about my thoughts on the Grammys. The Grammys have always been predominantly white. It's been around for 70 years. And anything that has been around for that long, most likely is going to have some, you know, racial disparities or some holes, or, you know, you're going to see that, you know. So it shouldn't be a surprise when someone that we feel is deserving of, like, the highest award of the night, best album, right? We shouldn't be too surprised when it's not gone to someone of a different color, you know. We've only had, what, three women of color win Album of the Year? So it is hard to look at the field and say, you know, this person didn't deserve it over another person. But as a music listener, I can say that if you are upset that your favorite artist didn't win because you never heard of this person or you didn't hear of that album, that doesn't mean that the album didn't meet the criteria to which the board or whoever votes, your esteemed colleagues, you know, if they didn't, it comes down to that. Did it have that impact on them to earn this vote? Not a lot of work is deserving of the nominations that they get, or even the wins that they get. I will fully admit that when Beck won Album of the Year a few years back, I didn't know that he came out with an album. And I know who Beck is. Everybody should know who Beck is. But I didn't know. So then it was like, oh, that sucks. Like, maybe I should listen to that album. And in comparison, no, Beck shouldn't have won. Like, I love his experimentation with music and different sounds because he doesn't want to be held in a box. And his experimentation really, you know, comes at the cost of him losing fans, but he's willing to, you know, star for his art. And that is something that I can appreciate, right? But was it better than Beyonce at that time? No, in my opinion, no. When Beyonce lost to Adele when she came out with 25, in comparison to Lemonade, it's like, you know, it's hard because I feel like that's a toss-up. That was a toss-up. Because even though the cultural impact, the impact itself of both albums are very high, Beyonce was on the highest she's ever been. So, yeah, she kind of did deserve that award. But so did Adele. So I kind of felt like that really could have gone anyway. So let's get to this year, because I find it to be very interesting, the choices that were made. So if I'm being honest, some of these I agreed with, and some of them I'm like, eh. Like, for example, Samara Joy, she took home Best New Artist, and I'm not mad at her for it, because, you know, she made some noise, and I love her sound, you know, so I can see that. But hands down, to me, Toby and Wigwe should have won Best New Artist. That's just me, because everything that he's put out and just the role that he's on, it's unheard of. We don't see that often. You know, he's just, his music is incredible. His content is incredible. His whole aesthetic, the family dynamic, his impact on his people and his culture and where he's from, the positivity that he brings, the love that he puts not only into his music, but into other people that want to work with him. And you're looking at, you know, the greats reaching out to him to want to do work with him. So it's, to me, he had more of an impact. So I definitely thought that he should have won. Best Pop Duo, Sam Smith and Kim Petras for Unholy. That one was cool. Pop Solo went to Adele for Easy On Me. Cool. Song of the Year was Bonnie Raitt's Just Like That. Honestly, I love Bonnie Raitt. She is a legend. She is incredible. I had to listen to that song because I was like, what? I didn't even know she like came out with anything. I mean, this is the woman who, you know, was going to take a chance on Prince back in the day. And he gave her a song of that he wrote for her. And no one knew that it was his. That's how good she was. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know. I was kind of up in the air about it, but the song was really good, and I looked at the numbers and was like, oh, okay. Like, okay. So there was an audience to this. It's not just one of those, let's give her this award because she's a legend type of energy. Record of the year, Lizzo's About Damn Time. I feel it. I feel it because that song really was everywhere. I couldn't turn on TikTok without hearing that damn song and seeing those dances, and I'm like, yo, okay, I get it. Those spins, that's important. I got you. Best Pop Vocal Album, Harry Styles. Harry Styles' album was actually really good. It was not his best work. I'm going to be completely honest. It's not his best work. Fine Line, in my opinion, was the best album that he put out of the three that he's dropped. So, Fine Line. If you haven't heard it, go listen to it. Golden, beautiful song. Just everything. Cherry, it's so good. The album is so good. But Harry's House, It was okay. I think Adele should have came out on top more on more of these lists. But Best Rap Album, that was a toss-up as well. But it went to Kendrick Lamar, and I think rightfully so. Also, Beyonce won a couple for Break My Soul, Cuff It, Plastic Off the Soda. Like, there's a lot that she... there's a lot there. Best Comedy Album went to Dave Chappelle. I'm with that. And nobody can tell him shit. Nobody can tell him shit. But nobody could. Anyway, it's fucking Dave Chappelle. But anyway. Let's get back to what I found to be very interesting. Album of the Year. Now, we are really going to get into this one. And I feel like I need to apologize now to the Beehive. Because you're not going to like what I'm going to say. So, Album of the Year comes. And it's given to Harry's House. Harry Styles wins the award. And the Beehive loses their shit. Now, I understand. Beyonce has been nominated for Album of the Year 4 times. And she's been overlooked by the white side. I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of Beyonce. I love her work. I love her performances. I love her aesthetic. I love everything about her. I think she's dope. I think she's important to the culture. I think that there is not another woman that's like her. And that is truly important when it comes to the overall uniqueness of an artist. Because if you are a carbon copy of somebody else, they are most likely a carbon copy of someone else. You know, Beyonce is one of a kind. There's nobody like her. She is it. She's the queen. I bow down to her. Amazing. Amazing. She is amazing. And she's important to, like I said, the culture, but to black women everywhere, black girls everywhere. Looking at Beyonce and seeing the potential of what they could be, who they can become. She is the monolith. She is the, there is no glass ceiling because of her, you know. She really can push young black girls everywhere to be the best selves that they can be. And that's amazing. And she's also the most winningest Grammy artist of all time. Like, she has the most Grammys. That's insane. That's insane. Shout out to her. Do I think she should have won Album of the Year? No. Hands down, no. No. I think the album's good. I don't think it's her best work. In my opinion, Lemonade will always be her best work, but Dangerously in Love was absolutely a smash. It's still today her highest selling album out of all the works that she's ever done. Check the stats. Look, I love Beyonce. I do. But she did not deserve Album of the Year. She really didn't. If we're talking about culture, if we're talking about impact, right? If we're talking about impact for the entire year, 2022, The Beehive was talking about Beyonce's album. Great, fantastic. But if we're looking at numbers, if we hold on to numbers for just a second, we're looking at Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny had the most reach and had the highest number of sales between them. He killed last year. He absolutely killed. This man was everywhere. Beyonce was sometimes somewhere. But that doesn't negate how strong Renaissance was. But Bad Bunny, everywhere. Kendrick Lamar, impact. Huge impact. The Heart Part 5 alone made you want to pick up this album and really soak it in. You got emotional. You really felt something. You felt that artist and where they were coming from. You felt his trauma. You felt his therapy sessions. You felt his conversations with self. Were face to face with even your own infidelities and your own insecurities. Like, an album to bring that part out of you and make you feel something is very important. That is impact. That is lasting. Something that makes you say, I heard that, I get that, I dig that, mind excavations, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is what that, this is what that particular award is, it should be handed out for, you know what I'm saying? It's not about the popularity so much. It's more about what kind of impact is this going, is this album or has this album had over the past year? What's its impact? How strong was it? Months later, are we still listening to it? Years later, is there replay value? Is there longevity? Is there growth? Is there understanding? Can you see someone from when they started to where they've come and there's growth, you know? And Bad Bunny, to me, had that impact. We can talk about people of color not receiving Album of the Year awards. We can definitely do that. But when it comes to the winners of that award in the past, I look at, are we still listening to any of these albums? Are we still listening to them? And if the answer is yes, then yeah, that's an album that deserves it. And a lot of the albums from the past, the best example that I can give you is Lauryn Hill. And I'm a huge fan of Lauryn Hill. And just a side note, like, I know that there's going to be people like, oh, there's another black man telling or talking a black woman down, blah, 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 blah. Stop. I love my black women, but I'm not going to get into that conversation today. Maybe another day. But I love Lauryn Hill. She's my favorite artist of all time. I have this woman tattooed on my arm. I showed up hours early to a show that she was doing in the Bay. I've seen this woman live twice. And I got to watch her with SZA and De La and and Black Sheep, like, I'm a fan. I watched her perform with Nas. Like, I'm a huge, stupid, ridiculous fan. Like, when she won that album of the year, it was because that art was so massively important and beautiful and strong that its impact was felt everywhere. It's not just that it was on the radio everywhere. You saw the song everywhere. Videos were everywhere. You saw her everywhere. You saw people wanting to imitate her and get that sound. Sister Act 2 was blowing up even more so because of the memory of that woman. And Love Jones, like all of that. Like, this woman's impact with that one album lasted almost 30 fucking years. That's how important that album is. You know what I'm saying? That is album of the year, you know, deserving. And when I think of album of the year, I'm thinking of its overall impact on the culture. Like Carlos Santana's Supernatural. Everybody knows Maria Maria. Everybody knows that album. It was incredible. And you can't even think of another album that came out that year because that album was everywhere. Those songs were everywhere. That is impact, right? Beyonce, yes, impact. Impact, huge, because it was everywhere. Those songs were everywhere. Bad Bunny was out of this fucking world. He brought reggaeton to the mainstream, and it's there where you go to the club and you are more hyped to hear Bad Bunny than anything else, right? Bad Bunny has that energy. He has the juice. And his album was absolutely a smash. I don't even speak Spanish, but I can feel everything, you know? Like, that is what you need. That is what album of the year is. What had the most impact? What has more cultural significance? What is what was so huge that you just can't, like, deny its strength, right? Out of the albums that were up there, Harry Styles definitely was not that. If I was to have a tie, it would be Kendrick Lamar and Bad Bunny. Those two albums had so much impact and reach that it left us stunned. Beyonce, we were just excited that she came out with a new album. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference between being a music fan and completely taken over by the music and just being a fan of a particular artist and saying that they deserve it just because they're your favorite artist. You know what I mean? Like, Beyonce didn't deserve it. She didn't deserve album of the year for this album. She deserved it for Lemonade, for sure. And I will never deny that. She deserved it for that. But, and to be honest, Jay-Z deserved album of the year for 444. And I was very shocked that he did not come away with one award. True, you're going up against Kendrick Lamar and Best Rap. But album of the year, yes, 444 had so much cultural significance and an impact on the culture and the community of music. It was important. That was grown man rap music. It was adult contemporary rap. You know, that's what we need. If we're looking at Nas and saying, hey, Nas, you came out with one of the best albums since Illmatic with King's Disease 2. And actually, King's Disease 3. Can't wait to see that being on the list next year. But anyway, I'm saying all that just to say that we should not be up in arms because Beyonce didn't win for this. She's eventually going to win Album of the Year. And I'm going to be honest. When that day comes, that album, it better be fucking incredible. I'm not talking about I just want to dance all the time to every single beat that's on here. I'm talking make me feel something, tell me something, bring me Lemonade. Like, I want that. Kendrick Lamar's album gave me everything. Bad Bunny's album gave me everything. And both of them had a huge, a bigger impact on the community than Beyonce's Renaissance. We're just excited for her to come out with a new album. Would you say that Rihanna had the best album in the world if she dropped her new album tomorrow? Just because we've been waiting for so long for her to drop one? Because if that album is trash, call it what it is. I mean, I doubt it because Rihanna's incredible. And if she comes out with a trash album after all this time, it's because she doesn't give a fuck about music anymore. And that's fine. But let's not just say Beyonce deserves album of the year when she really didn't. And I'm going to say it again. Harry Styles didn't deserve it either. I'm going to be real. His album wasn't that great. Fine Line was a way better album. It was a stronger album. This one was just, oh, okay. I like it. But, it was just eh. But Bad Bunny, yes, he deserved album of the year. Kendrick Lamar, yes, he deserved album of the year. Those are the only two. That's it. And that's my opinion. That's my opinion. Beyonce's album was mid. It was cool to dance to, but I don't know. I mean, that's why it won, best dance album? Like, come on, son. Come on, son. Anyway, that's me. You can be mad at me for it, but I'm just keeping it a bean. But that's how I feel. No, please don't come for me. Like, I already see it happening. Like, fine, but whatever. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here because I had a whole episode planned, but I bit my tongue and it hurts like hell. And I honestly don't think that I can sit here and continue to talk because it really has been bothering me. So, congratulations to all the winners. That's amazing. It's one of those things. We'll revisit this probably next year, but I don't think Beyonce is going to come out with another album this year. She's probably going to come out with one in the next couple of years, and I'll listen. I'll listen with my whole heart, but anyway, I don't know. I would happily get into, no, I'm not going to do that. No. Anyway, I'm getting out of here. And with that, I'm going to play actually one of my favorite joints. It's really random, but it's not random. People who know me know that I grew up like listening to everything. But when I got into high school, I started listening to this artist because one of my really good friends, he put me on and he was like, "Yo, you gotta listen to this. This is gonna change what you think about when it comes to what hip hop is." And I was like, "All right, fine." And he gave me just a couple songs to listen to, and I was like, "Oh, shit, this is incredible." And it just became one of my favorite artists of all time. One of my underground backpacking, like, I love the sound, I love the genius, I love all of it. And I'm talking about Atmosphere. This is, I can't even describe it, but this is just one of my favorite people. But more importantly, this is one of, like, it's not super well known, but it is one of my favorite songs of his. And I'm just going to get into it. But I'm definitely going to get out of here because my mouth is hurting a lot. Somebody out there is going to be like, "Oh, it's all that Beyonce blasphemy. This is the Beehive putting their juju on me." And it probably is, but damn it. I should really think twice about coming for the Beehive. Anyway, I'm not trying to come for the Beehive. Please don't come for me. I'm just being honest. Anyway, this is atmosphere off of the Fishing Blues album. This is Like a Fire. Thank you again for listening. I will be back next week. I have so much fun stuff coming up. I cannot wait to share this all with you. Anyway, peace out, one love, and have a good one.
Recording, it's like, hi, this is a recording. And then...
Let me cross your border. Sock full of quarters, lost on the corner. Not too high, but I'm not too sober. I filtered up just to spill the cup. Better fix your bridges, they still corrupt. My dreams are vivid, I don't wish for wishes. You know nobody that beats the business. And I don't even miss when it was all so simple. Sick off the vino, kicking out the window. Sometimes life's like a card game war. Had a couple knives in the silverware drawer. Lube like a cop, then deploy the troops. Got heavy artillery, shoot from the rooftop. She can't see me when I move through the nuance. What, so what, so what you want? Huh? Run wild like a man on fire. Get live like a roof on fire. Make love like a world on fire. Burn out like a fire. Run wild like a man on fire. Get live like a roof on fire. Make love like a world on fire. Burn out like a fire. I figured out that you're fraudulent. I hope you feel that that's a compliment. Cause you've been hollering the phony rhetoric for a minute. We ought to give you a ribbon for the commitment. It's no squabble, salute, I raise my bottle. To the fact that you found a few fools to follow. We live for the now cause there ain't no tomorrow. But my mixtape still needs an outro. And you can mark these words with a Sharpie. We make party as long as there's a heartbeat. I'm like a Harley, you're like a Hardly. Get behind me, Satan, you can't harm me. I'm not scared of the flood, square it up. When Armageddon come, I turn the stereo up. Make your love in the back of an American truck. Bust a nut, jump up and hit the air horn button. What? Run wild like a man on fire. Get live like a roof on fire. Make love like a world on fire. Burn out like a fire. Run wild like a man on fire. Get live like a roof on fire. Make love like a world on fire. Burn out like a fire. Bum.
Bum, bum, bum.